you're looking at Carolyn.
The wind, Mom. They say the hurricane is coming.
I'm on a boat. I'm drifting.
I do anything for you, Mom? Make anything easier?
Oh, shit. There's nothing left to do. It's what it is. It's harder to keep my eyes open. My mouth's full of cotton.
Stay there, Miss Daisy. You're gonna scratch yourself to ribbons. Do you want any more medication, Mother? Doctor said you could have as much as you want. No need for anybody to suffer. A friend told me that she never had the chance to say goodbye to her mother. I wanted to.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you how much I'm going to miss you.
Carolyn.
Are you afraid?
I'm curious. What comes next? They built a train station in 1918. My father was there the day it opened. He said they had a tuba band. They had the finest clockmaker in all of the South to build that glorious clock. His name was Mr. Gatto. Mr. Cake. He was married to a Creole of Evangeline Parish, and they had a son. Mr. Gatto was, from birth, absolutely blind. When their son was old enough, he joined the army. And they prayed God would keep him out of harm's way. For months, he did nothing but work on that clock. One day, a letter came. And Mr. Gatto, done for the night, went up alone to bed. And their son came home. They buried him in the family plot where he would be with them when their time came. Mr. Cake worked on his clock, laboring to finish. It was a morning to remember. Papa said there were people everywhere. Even Teddy Roosevelt came.